Tell us.
Hi, this is John from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
Oh, okay, perfect. And are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent?
Independent.
Independent, okay, perfect. And how likely are you to vote in this November's election for president or in governor or of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Very likely, okay. All right, perfect. Not a problem, very likely. And overall, how would you rate the economy in your area of North Carolina? In this case, excellent,
poor.
Good, poor, okay. Thank you for your opinion. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of the following statements do you agree with more? The first statement in this case, it says under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. And next statement, it says that under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Are you agree with more with the first statement I read to you, or this second one?
Mm-hmm. The first one.
The first. All right, understood. Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. We really appreciate it. The next one, we want to mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either they're very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first person is Donald Trump. For this one, would you say that?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Somewhat. And would you say, go ahead.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one is for Kamala Harris.
Not at all. No.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Lori Buckout.
Who?
Lori Buckout.
Never heard of her.
Not a problem, and thank you for letting us know. The next one is Roy Cooper.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Don Davis.
Not sure who he is.
Not a problem, ma'am. The next one is for Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, I see. Thank you. And next one, it says, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Undecided.
Undecided at the moment. All right, not a problem. Yeah. And understood, ma'am. And this year's election for North Carolina governor, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Mark Robinson.
Okay, perfect, understood. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, the Libertarian?
Probably Tom.
Tom, okay. Tom Bailey, not a problem. Understood. And the next one is, do you belong to a credit union or not?
No, I do not.
Okay. Okay, thank you for your opinion, ma'am. And also wanted to ask you, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 55 to 64? on 65 and over.
65 and over.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your opinion. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you of a member of either the military services, or a retired military veteran?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. And can you please answer yes or no to the following, if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? The first one is Disney Plus?
No.
No? Okay. The next one is for Fubo?
No.
No? All right. The next one is for Sling TV?
No.
All right, perfect. Next one is for YouTube TV?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is Peacock?
No.
All right. Thank you. And next one is Paramount Plus?
No.
No?
No.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand. Paramount Plus, did you say no or yes? I'm sorry. Just to make sure
no.
I have your opinion. No. All right.
No.
Thank you. And next one is for Hulu?
No.
All right. Thank you. And next one is for ESPN Plus?
No.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. And I want to thank you very much for your participation and your time. We certainly appreciate it. You enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am. Thank you.
Have a good day.